my group of specialties, coral, 50 corals, and I'm hoping to examine some of the corals we have collected, and I would love to do that. In fact, of the new sea mounts that we have mapped in this expedition, they're not officially named yet, but we have tried to give them names to have some Hawaiian origin. So definitely want to honor all the finest we have, and by giving them some more names as much as we can.
You know, in order for the potential new species to be officially determined potential new species, scientists have to work with those samples back on shore. And the way that our operation works, we collect those samples and make them publicly available through a repository where any scientist can ask to work with them and do that official description. And we will be encouraging all the scientists who participated give them Samoan names, but that's really up to those scientists.
Yeah, and that could take some time. As Kelly was pointing out, that it requires analysis in laboratory, so it's more detailed analysis that takes some time. Genetic analysis can take some time, so it might be maybe a couple of years before we see some of these names coming out. It depends. Some things might be faster. It's hard to predict, but it can take some time, so it's a rigorous and it's not completely instantaneous. So a lot of the observation, the images we see, we might think it's a new species, but in order to confirm those, requires a whole process of analysis and detail